Hello, and welcome back to your one and only source. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
Hey, my name is Caroline, and today we are going to be talking about drama. Not my dog, the thing, the concept
the thing,
of it.
And not the film.
And not the film. Oh, but yet. I can't wait for the film. Guys, there's so much going on. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get into some of the reality TV drama. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives has been keeping us fed even with cameras not rolling. We're going to get into that. And we're also going to talk about Taylor Frankie Paul. However, if you're listening to this on streaming, you got lucky. Okay. I just want to point out you got lucky because we typically only do two Tuesdays a month, if that. Okay. And you're getting a little bit of an extra one. If you want to hear the Taylor Frankie Paul shit, that's behind a paywall, bitch. That's on Patreon. So if you want to hear the continuation of this conversation, or if you want to watch this with a video, if you want to watch any episodes with video, Patreon. So anywho, let's just dive right in to Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Let's kind of go down the roster, I guess.
All right. You're going to have to lead the charge. I still don't know any other names, really.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy. Well, first of all, one thing I want to point out is that Alex Cooper just announced the unwell Winter Games. And I was floored by the cast. And I am realizing that this was potentially filmed, or it was filmed before a lot of the news has happened recently. But it does seem crazy. This is the cast that I care about. Hoda. Let's quickly just touch on this. The texts. I'm sorry. You have a daughter and you are acting this way?
Dude.
Be as crazy as you are, but go get help. And how dare you act like being a mom is your whole fucking brand when you are willing to at least tell this man who you've been dating for not that long that you're going to jump off a roof if he doesn't respond to you. And then she says, I promise you on my daughter. Okay, so you didn't forget about her. I'm sure your daughter is going to have a really easy time processing this when she grows up.
She even says in the texts that, tell my baby I love her.
Like, bitch, do you? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's really concerning. I've never seen something like
anything
that.
Anything like it.
Find out that those were submitted as evidence. If you haven't seen the text we're talking about, it's Hoda texting Louie. And she's like flipping the fuck out because I guess he's at his baby mama's house. I don't even think he was there. And all of these texts were submitted in evidence for whatever. She pays for his phone. So like all of them were submitted. I don't know why she pays for his phone, but I guess she pays for his phone. And so maybe she thought she'd be protected by that. And that
Dude, those texts
wouldn't come out. But anyway, so Hoda and Louie are both on the Unwell Winter Games.
Insane.
And then Dakota, Demi from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Hallie Batchelder, I don't know how you say that, who I didn't even recognize. She looks completely different in this picture. Joe and Serena,
sweet,
Bachelor Nation royalty. That'll be exciting to see. Who else? Is there anyone else we care about?
Those are the ones I mainly
Gleb from Dancing with the Stars. Who do you think Gleb's going to hook up? Everyone?
Was
sorry, don't answer that.
Thing?
Everyone? I don't know, but it doesn't have to be.
some people are in it for the love of the game.
If you put a bunch of slutty hot people in one space, they will make it about love. I believe that to be
true.
Well,
they might not make it about love.
Well, Phoebe, making love maybe. Have you ever even heard of that? Everyone just wants to be like, we did it. We boned. I'm like, how about making love? My God. Ever heard of romance? Just kidding. I had a boyfriend who would only say that. And I was like, really grossed out by it. And maybe that's when I should have known. Okay. So anyway, that was just quickly touching on that. But back to Secret Lives. So I guess we can begin. Let's just begin with some light fare, light fodder. Whitney broke the record for most tickets sold in a Chicago like run.
In history?
Yes.
That's crazy.
And I'm shocked by that.
Well, now they're bringing Mark to be on it. I mean, she could really like, I know that it's obvious, it doesn't need to be revived, but like, I think that this is the first stunt casting that has really brought this kind of attention to the show.
Ariana Maddox?
No, but still, it didn't. It wasn't the phenomenon that this seems to be. I think because she's really? Such a TikToker. Yeah. I mean, this is like everybody's talking about it. Ariana is like only people that watched Bravo.
But is that true, though? Because also Love Island.
Yeah, but that was before Love Island.
No, I don't think it was. It was like during.
No, it was like right after Scandal.
I think. I'm pretty sure she did Love Island, at least one of them.
No, before. I'm not surprised by Whitney. I think that I have heard way more about Whitney doing it than I did about Ariana doing it.
I also just like, I've seen clips of it and like, I will say she's obviously very talented and she's a fabulous dancer and she's great. But if I'm in that cast, I mean, Are you annoyed if you're in that cast at the revolving door of famous people playing Roxy who like you can probably sing and dance circles around? Or are you like, okay, great, this guarantees me a job?
Probably a little bit of both. There's probably mixed emotions.
I guess it depends on who it is. Like, do you like the person or not? Like,
yeah, like when it's Erica Jane, I'm not sure if you're like,
well, unless you were me, I'd be like, okay, and this is how I become best friends with Erica Jane.
Look at the picture.
She's going on tour with Kesha.
Yeah, interesting. Look at the picture Dad just sent in the group chat.
I'm scared.
No, it's cute. But Mom's face is so funny in it.
That is cute. Mom's such a sucker.
I love when they have their hair like that.
The picture, by the way, let me describe it for you guys. It's my mother laying on the couch with the dogs on her. That's all.
So cute.
So cute. But yeah, so I just thought it was surprising. I was just surprised that she...
I'm surprised that it's in the whole history of the show.
I could be getting that wrong, but I don't think I mean, she got a tattoo because of it.
I don't... It doesn't surprise me. I would be more surprised if it was one of the other people that we've... One of the other, like, famous people that have been in the role.
I feel like I would not have been surprised if it was Ariana.
I don't know that I would have been totally surprised at the time if that had happened. But if I found out that she was selling better than Whitney, I would be confused.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess Whitney is like coming straight off of Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. Whitney listed her Utah home for sale. So she's moving. I need to comment on how much she listed this house for. Do you want to guess? Ballpark.
2.1?
Not even 1 mil.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. It's like 879.
They need to list it like they list Airbnbs that are like Whitney Levitt's Utah home.
It's like everybody knows it's her house. She's like not shying away from it. I've seen it so many places. And then I was looking through pictures and it's also like...
I feel like that's why people move to...
It's like a nice-ass house.
But I think in Utah, the market is so different. And I think... Those houses, like, nicer houses go for less there. That's why so many people move there.
I mean, I guess a lot of them are, like, new builds, and they're pretty, like, generic. Like, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of millennial gray in Utah.
Really not good.
Yeah, that's true. They might be just, like, cookie-cutter sort of houses, but this house doesn't feel that way. Like, I was going through the listing. I was floored by the price. I mean, I was shocked.
It does seem like she should have asked for...
Maybe she's just trying to, like, sell it really, really fast, and she doesn't... Maybe, I don't know, but I thought it was bonkers. And like,
Are they moving to New York or are they getting a bigger house there?
She hasn't announced, but anyway,
I wouldn't be surprised if she stayed.
I wouldn't either. But I could also see her going to LA. So speaking of LA, let's move on to Jen Affleck. Apparently, they are putting together another reality show, like a spinoff of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, centered around Jen Affleck in LA.
This is what I want to say to the people in charge. Mm-hmm. You guys consistently learn the wrong lessons when something does well.
It seems that way.
This is an example. Another one is seeing that all these movie studio executives are looking at how well Project Hail Mary is doing. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, we need to make it a franchise. We need to make 100 of them. Mm. And it's like, no, you just need to make more stuff like that. Like original storylines that people are excited to go see that are done well.
Can we just make more art?
You don't need to make... It doesn't need to be like Star Wars. Like, that's not the kind of story that this is.
Yeah. And honestly, Ryan Gosling wouldn't want that.
I hope
I feel like you'd be like, you guys, you know that quote, are you crazy? I love
that quote he just did.
What?
And he was like, it's not your job to keep movies alive. It's our job to get you here.
Oh.
Which I think is, like, he went into a movie theater, like all these people were about to see it, and he surprised them. And wow. He was like, it's not your job to show up here. It's my job to get you here.
To get you here. That's such a great quote. I love that. Oh my God.
I love him so much.
I love him so much. So mom, dad, and pops went to go see it on Sunday. They loved it. Dad did not think it was better than the book, as some people have believed.
Mm.
But
also, hey guys, preface, our dad is a little bit pretentious.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a pick me. I was not surprised to hear him say that. But mom was like, oh, Ryan Gosling is just so cute. She was like, but you know what it is that he's not that cute. And I was like, she's like, I think that's what I like about him. I'm like, he's not that cute. He's not that hot. I was like, okay, you just were like, oh my God, he's so good, but he's not like that hot. I'm like, yeah, he is. He's Ken. Yeah, he is. Wait, he's famously that hot.
I saw this tweet that was like, even in space, Ken's job is beach.
Oh, I just love Ryan Gosling.
When Rocky bursts in there, and for the first time in his little ball, mm-hmm. and he's like, where's Rocky's room? All this stuff. He's like, mess. Why so dirty in here?
I love it. It's so funny. Okay, but we're not talking about Project Hail Mary. We've done plenty of yapping about that. Anyway, I don't want to watch a series centered on Jen Affleck, if I'm being honest.
No, I think that might be the most boring show on television.
I'm not a fan of her.
And it's not even that. Like, even if we liked her.
Yeah. And it's not that I like,
just not interesting.
Dislike her. But she feels, I guess, like, obviously in the last season, not this current one, but the last season, she opened up a lot more. She was going through, you know, a lot of mental health struggles while pregnant, marriage struggles. We've seen plenty. And yet throughout all of this, I still feel like I just don't know who she is. I don't see the real Jen. And it's tough when you're on a show with these women who will show you so much to a fault. You know what it's I true. Mean? Like, I get that reality TV, like, we're inviting you into our homes. We're mm-hmm. showing you everything, the good, bad, the ugly, but, like, not the hideous always.
Another thing I want to say about them giving them a show is her husband just commented something homophobic about Connor.
Wait, and he's really?
Yeah, some guy, like, commented on one of his, what's his name again, the blonde one? Someone commented on Zach's TikTok and said, your hair looks really cute. Like, a guy commented that. And he said, thanks, man, but I think you're probably, like, more welcome on Connor's looking for, page.
Yes, I saw that. Insane.
And insane. I just think, guys, I'm going to say something that might get me a little bit canceled, but, like, if all of the husbands in this group are going to present as, I could take any of you as gay,
mm-hmm.
I just think, like, maybe we don't make those comments when you're opening the door
yes.
for well, us to make comments about you, number one. But also, and my point is that we see the women, even in a franchise about them,
mm-hmm.
being held to a different standard than their husbands.
Yes.
And that, we're going to get into it more on the Patreon, but mm-hmm. that is part of what is so infuriating about so much of the dialogue surrounding this show
yeah.
right now.
I feel like it's such a microcosm for also Mormon and Utah culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not all Mormons, but, like, that is what the Mormon faith was built on.
It's interesting because it's even you. This show was, like, not all Mormons.
It's, like, not all Mormons. Exactly.
So
this show is supposed to be, like,
interesting to see
look,
how it still exactly. is presenting itself
exactly.
in this
and so it's, like, the layers of this, you know. But it's, like, this internalized sort of misogyny, especially we see with Zach so much in his just like the difference between the conversation that he had with Jen in LA during Dancing with the Stars mm-hmm. and the conversation Connor had with Whitney, mm-hmm. where Zach is just like, well, I don't know. And then having Zach and Connor talk and Connor being like, well, yeah, I've taken up magic. I started learning magic and I actually am just loving seeing Whitney do what she's meant to do. And, you know, yeah, as a stay-at-home dad, life a little different for me, of course, but I love it. It's her turn. It's her turn.
I love
And it's
him.
Like, I do too. And isn't it crazy that the whole thing started with him cheating on Whitney?
Yeah.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
It's almost like people will forgive you. Mm-hmm. You just have to change.
You have to do the work.
You just have to change. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, Zach, you might be too far gone now, but there, you know, you could win people back. You just don't want to. And so just say that. You know what I mean? Like, every...
I just think he's such a dick. And I, like...
He's such a dick. Jen can do so much better. He's such a loser. He's so insecure. He's not cute. He has such a hard time being, like, letting Jen have any semblance of spotlight that, honestly, I feel like it really hurt her in Dancing with the Stars. Like, her, just the stress, you know, mm-hmm. of thinking, like, how am I going to balance this while Whitney's living her best life? And it's like, you want to know what the difference between them is? Because they both have families, they both have kids, they both have husbands. It's that the husband wanted his wife to do well, and that's mm-hmm. the difference between them. And it's like, are you, you know, Paige and Hannah always talk about it on Giggly Squad. They're like, Are you dating a secret hater? Are you in bed with your biggest enemy? You know,
right,
and
exactly.
It's like Jen
That's
literally
how it feels
is
for Jen and Zach,
and I just have no interest in seeing more of them on my screen, even Jen. And I'm just kind of like, I just can't tell like who she is, even though she'll share these like, you know, quote real storylines. I'm still like, well, I don't know if anything's real about you. So
I agree.
There's that. Okay, moving on from that, let's talk about Jesse and Jordan and their divorce. Did you see Jesse on Call Her Daddy?
No, I did not watch it.
Okay, I did. I do want to point out that this was already scheduled. So a lot of the discourse on this is that Jordan went to went and filed for divorce, and Jesse immediately called Alex Cooper, got the interview to twist the narrative. She was already going on Call Her Daddy. Just the content changed and what they were going to talk about changed. And she had actually told him that she wanted a divorce, but I guess they had planned to tell the kids before it went public. And he, when he found out she was doing Call Her Daddy, I guess he ran and told and filed. And he filed this thing that was like, she can't talk about me on podcasts. She can't blah, 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 blah. But she never signed it. So it doesn't even matter. Mm. So she was like, whatever. Like, I didn't sign
it. It's kind of giving... to a lesser extent, Rachel Zoe's divorce.
Oh, yes.
With how he went to the press.
Can I just quickly say about Rachel Zoe, first of
she's
all?
She's perfect. I'm so happy she's on this show.
My whole life I've been like, and when will I find a woman who really is what I want to be when I grow up? Like, where will I find a woman that makes it look aspirational? And I meet women all the time who are aspirational, but I'm just like, yeah, but I'm never going to be that. I'm never... Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm not going to be a famous fashion designer. I don't know yet. But what I do know is that almost everything else about Rachel Zoe, I can pretty much get there. And I was just like, oh, I love that she's not going to not have makeup on. And she's like, no, it's, I know I don't need it, but I wear makeup.
I like that she didn't get in the pool.
Yep. She's like, I'm not getting in the pool. Her hair, she got so lucky. Drunk Drawn won't draw her face. Drunk Drawn will only draw her as like a mop of hair, like Cousin It. She got so lucky.
That's incredible.
Every single thing he's drawn of her, she is just hair with like sunglasses in them. I'm obsessed with that. And I'm like, and that's my whole vibe. The sunglasses, the heels, the being extra, and the not caring and the not giving a fuck. I'm like, that is how I want, how I'm trying to be. I love her. She is such a great addition.
And I think she is the voice of reason that Kyle thinks she is.
Kyle, oh my God.
Kyle's lost it, guys. I'm ready for Kyle to leave.
I am too, honestly. And if that means that we get Rena back, then guess what? That's
I'm
great.
I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, baby. I'm all fucking for it. Because Kyle, like, shut up. You're not actually friends with Amanda Francis. Shut up.
Dude,
I will
never believe that you
genuinely like Amanda Francis more than you like Dorit.
I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could.
Look, Dorit.
Dorit's got her problems.
You do whatever you want, girl. Look, Dorit, is Dorit annoying sometimes? Sure. So is everybody I'm friends with. Like,
should Dorit have taken the van and left her two friends of 8 years stranded in a random Italian city? Maybe not. But she did. And you know what?
But she did. And I support women's rights and wrongs. Okay? And that's not news, babe.
We'll keep talking about Beverly Hills on the Patreon maybe a little bit. But
back to Jesse. So yeah, so he filed for divorce, whatever. The writing has been on the wall for a minute. I think that it was really a bad relationship. She takes so much accountability for the Marciano thing. I mean, she takes so much accountability. She's like, I did cheat on Jordan. I kissed another man. Like, I did. We find out on Call Her Daddy that Jordan has been using Jesse's money to buy escorts, to have like parties with lots of women, and like I said, she said essentially she believes them to be orgy parties. So she is not the only one with infidelity. And if you ask me, hers was significantly lesser.
Way not.
Especially
that
when I see the way that Jordan speaks to her. And this, did you just belch, Max? And this whole season, Jordan has been, I mean, I'm like, here's a question. Why do you want to go to Vanderpump Villa? If my husband, well, okay, I shouldn't say it like this, because you know what? If I found out that my husband cheated on me in Vanderpump Villa, I'd be on the next flight. And I would be violent.
Hey, everybody. She'd be on the news.
I'd be on a watch. Yeah, I'd be in cuffs. And
she'd actually be on a no-fly list.
My mugshot would be all of your film backgrounds. Like, yeah. but what I'm really saying is, like, if I'm Jordan and I'm devastated by this, and my wife and I have now worked past it, we've worked through it, we're on the other side of it, allegedly, I don't think I'm dying to go to Vanderpump Villa and get into any sort of anything there with the men or the women.
I agree.
And I think, like, this whole dad talk phenomenon is just purely, like, would not exist without mom talk.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in dad talk. I have no interest in dad talk. And I haven't found anybody yet who does.
I only have interest in Connor.
Yeah. And he's barely part of dad talk. You know, like, honestly, yes, well, he would really up dad talk's cool factor if he was doing practical magic on there, but he isn't. So, exactly. So that's that. But yeah, so they're getting this divorce, and in the midst of this divorce comes out that apparently Jesse was at a party with Chase McCorder, Miranda McCorder's ex-husband, Taylor Frankie Paul's ex-boyfriend, Layla's ex-boyfriend, and they were kissing.
Jesse, why?
I'm just, you know what it is, though, and sue me, I want to be aw, sue me, I want to be yeah, but, like, Jesse is such an insecure woman, and I wish she wasn't. She has everything in the world going for her, I just described a horrible thing she's going through, her abhorrent marriage and partner, but, like, she is a self-made woman. She's so much money. She's so talented. She's a lot of friends. She's not, you know, she's got all these opportunities now. Has she been through things? Of course. But she is so physically insecure. And you just see it. Like, all this work she's had done, which now she regrets a lot of it. She was like, I was watching, because she's had work done since the season that's currently on. And she's like, I'm watching this season. I'm like, why the fuck did I get this work done? I love how I look on this season. Mm. And I couldn't see it in the moment.
It's a really good lesson to everybody.
It is. And Paige DeSorbo, too, said she'll never get Botox again. That's crazy. Her. I'm shocked by that, honestly, but because she loved it so much at first.
But hadn't she also always been like, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to put it off as long as I can.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not going to get it until I feel that I need to get it. And when I get it, you will all be the first to know. Because people were like, I know you've had work done. Because she does kind of have a nose job looking nose. You know what I mean?
But I think she unfortunately just looks like that. Was just born with it.
Yeah. But when I remember when I first saw a picture of her, I was like, oh, I don't believe that she's not had any work done, because it just like she kind of looks like she's had a nose job.
Well, yeah, she looks a little. I think she's learned. I think, and this is something that I think a lot of people forget is a possibility. Mm-hmm. I think some people just learn how to do their makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You can contour your nose to look pretty small.
You guys would die if you knew what I looked like. Like, you would die if you knew what I actually looked like.
Guys, she doesn't look that much different than how she looks in this exact moment.
Actually, so nice of you to say, because I look incredible right now. I'm red carpet ready. Have had this makeup on since 8 a.m. Anyway, what were we just talking about?
Jessie and her work.
Oh, I think she's so insecure. And I think that that is why we see it in her friendships, where she like wasn't ready to let go of Demi, even though Demi was so terrible. Like, all these friends that she like really hangs on to. And it feels like, I don't feel like she's anybody's like best friend. I feel like she was Demi's best friend.
Yeah.
But I think Demi was her best friend. I don't know that Demi would have called Jessie her best friend. Like, I feel like Jessie is sort of that person in the group in high school that always wants to, like, she's like the Jenny, not the Jenny Humphrey, but like kind of like she's, you know what I mean? And so when she gets an opportunity to be the queen bee or to be wanted or whatever,
right?
I think she goes for it, whether it's right for her or not. And I think that's how the Marciano thing happened. And I think that that's also how this Chase thing happened. I think that in her mind, like, if Chase wanted Taylor and Miranda and Layla, and now he wants me, well, in the moment, that makes Jessie feel really good, because she doesn't fucking feel good about herself. And honestly, like, I think it's sad. I think she should feel so much prouder. And I do think she's proud of herself, but like, I think she should carry herself with more confidence. And maybe she would make better decisions when it comes to dating and love. And maybe she never would have ended up with somebody like Jordan. Because I don't know how you end up with someone like that. Like, do you marry someone like that, or do they turn into that throughout the course of your marriage?
No, I think that man has been like that since he was born.
That's like my biggest fear. I'm like, you see these people who are like, I got married and I thought it was forever, and I thought this person was my person, and I didn't think any of these things would happen, and I never thought they would do any of this to me. And then it's like they do. And I always say this to Anthony, I'm like, I don't know. What if in 20 years you fucking hate me? Like, what? And he says he's not going to. We'll see. But I'm just like, it's hard to trust anybody. But then you realize, oh, if you were this person when you went into the marriage, I guess that makes more sense. Like, you didn't just magically become this person.
Yeah.
You just hit it better, or your wife hit it for you.
Mm-hmm. Or she was willing to overlook it because she was so insecure.
Exactly. Because she thought that was it. So, yeah. So anyway, Jessie kissing Chase. And it sucks because she was like on such an uptick after the Call Her Daddy interview. And then that came out right after. And I guess Chase, he called or texted Miranda right away and told her about it. And Jessie didn't tell Miranda. She sent flowers once she found out that Chase had told Miranda. So it's like, I don't know if she was going to tell her. Miranda seems pretty cool. I wish Miranda would have been the Bachelorette.
That would have been a good season.
And I would still be here for it. I mean, I'm just saying, if we can't have what we thought we were going to have, I think she would make a great Bachelorette.
But they have so many options.
They really do. They really do. God, yeah. Okay, so I think it's time to talk some Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
Which means this is it for the main feed. Yes. Sorry, you guys. We'll see
Sorry
you on
for
the
mini-sode, but it doesn't have to be a mini-sode. Just remember that. You made that choice, not us, okay? All right. Talk to you on Thursday.